Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
Thank you for calling Patrick Mortgage. My name is Kenny. Is this
Hi.
Rosalyn? Good morning,
Yes.
ma'am. How are you doing this
Good
morning,
morning.
Rosalyn?
Okay.
That's great, ma'am. The reason we actually gave you a phone call, ma'am, and thank you for calling us back, is regarding a credit pull you did recently for a mortgage transaction. We're actually one of the lenders, ma'am, from Contour Mortgage. We're actually just putting some numbers together for you so you can actually do the comparing of pricing to your current offer. Rosalyn, were you looking, shopping around to purchase a home, to refinance, or you wanted to cash out?
No, it's cash out.
You did? Okay, great. Allow me one moment, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and connect your call to one of our licensed agents, okay? It would only take 3 minutes of your time, and they will provide you further information, okay? I will stay on the line with you while I connect your call. Awesome. Give me just
Thank
a
you.
second. You're welcome, ma'am. My pleasure. Hold on the line with me. I will introduce you to them, okay?
All right.
All right, great. I appreciate it. How's your day going so far?
Hello, this is James White.
Hi, good morning, James. My
Hello.
name is Kenny, and I have Rosalyn on the other line, and she was looking to cash out. She wanted further information.
Okay, sounds good.
Great. Have a nice day, you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Rosalyn. Have a nice day.
Yes, good.
Hey, good morning. My name is James Weiss. I work for a mortgage company called Contour Mortgage, and we help people all across the country with getting mortgages, and I'm definitely happy to talk you through what our options are.
Okay.
Can you just give me one more second? I'm trying to my computer is stuck on something, so I'm trying to find your information. Come on, computer. Come on.
So they get slow.
It's not so much that it's slow. It's that it's stuck on something. Okay, so you're Rosalyn, right? He said.
Rosalyn, yeah.
Yes.
Rosalyn.
Okay, I found your information. Give me one more second. Okay, so 731 Midwood Street, right?
Midwood. Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know, I work in the Melville office for Contour Mortgage, so we're pretty close to where you are right now, and
okay.
We do a great job all across the country. Like, I've done loans in California, Washington, like, the whole country.
Okay.
But, you know, you're on Long Island, so we do a great, even better job there.
Okay,
so what are our goals here? I hear you're trying to pull some cash out of the equity.
Yes.
Okay, about how much cash do you need to access?
50.
Rosalind, do you know where your approximately where your credit score is? Because it makes a difference to what kind of loan we would do.
In the sevens, I think.
In the sevens, okay, awesome. That's a good score. All right, so let's look here. So, how much do you think your house is worth?
Well, 600 odd.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. How much do you currently own the loan?
I think it's 390.
Well,
around that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Next. We have a good credit score. Yeah.
it from the same month as the name.
Come on, computer, there we are.
Yeah, I forget that guy went to the high school. Then they left to the area. He was wondering when I was in the bathroom. He didn't take it off. Pandemic up.
Do you know what your current interest rate is on your mortgage?
The current one?
Yeah.
My what, sir?
The interest rate that you have on your current mortgage.
Oh, 3.3.
All right. If we did a refinance for you and pulled the cash out of the equity, you'd end up with a 6.25% interest rate.
Yeah.
So that's where the rate would be. And if with the payments, your mortgage payment without the taxes and insurance, I'm guessing you probably pay your taxes and insurance through the mortgage. But without those things,
it would be
$2,370 a month, so $2,370 a month without the taxes and the insurance. So I don't know if that's a helpful thing for you, but I think that's going to be the best interest rate you can qualify for pretty much anywhere. Usually this particular kind of loan.
So what you're saying, if I take the $50,000, how much a month I would have to pay?
We would pay off your current mortgage. You'd only have one mortgage, but the monthly payment would be $2,370 a month.
No, because then my interest rate is going to go up on my mortgage here. No, I don't want that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's the option that we really have here. So you'd end up with a 6.25% interest rate.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I would just get the equity. Take the equity out, which that would be a separate loan, and I would pay that separate from the mortgage itself.
Okay. Let me give me one more thing. I'll price out that kind of option, too.
Okay.
Just one more second. Come on, computer.
Why would I want to do that?
Why would you want to do that? Because your overall payments probably will be lower with that whole refinance instead of with the equity loan. That's why. So right now, our interest rate, if you do just a home equity line of credit, the interest rate would be 9.5%, which would make your monthly payment 9.5 times 50,000 divided by 12. It'd be like $395 a month if you kept it separate.
That would be all right.
So if that's an option that you're interested in, I can get you a full full offer. To do that, though, I would need to know about what you do for a living. Can you where's the income?
I'm retired.
From? Okay, cool.
I'm
what
retired.
Do you have Social Security pension?
Yeah, but I thought I sent all this paper over to Rocket Mortgage. So how come they? You're asking me. They don't send the information to you?
I don't work for Rocket Mortgage.
So, wait a minute. I have to talk to the guy then. I have to talk to the person that I'm dealing with over there. I don't understand this. Why they send it to somebody else and it's them I'm dealing with?
Well, can I explain?
Yes.
Okay. So, when you have your credit run by a mortgage company like Rocket Mortgage, the credit bureaus themselves notify other mortgage companies to try to get another mortgage company that can help you. So my company, Contour, which is local, it's on Long Island, we're headquartered here, we're a local company. We reach out to people who get their credit run by, like, Rocket Mortgage, who's in the Midwest, because we do a better job for people in New York than they do. So we're reaching out to you because the credit bureau has told you you're looking for your mortgage, and we want to compete for your business. So that's the reason why we're reaching out. And
I was kind of confused.
No, I understand. It makes sense that you were confused. So I'm sorry I didn't explain that at the beginning. And the telemarketers that we use here are really bad at explaining that too, so I'm sorry about that. But that's the reason why we're reaching out. It wasn't a secret. We don't just go. We want to tell you how we can help you. Explaining that doesn't help you. So I don't know. If you want another offer, that's what I'm here to do. And I make it very easy. I don't have to string you through a million questions. I told you what the rate's going to be. That's what the loan's going to look like. So if you're interested,
yeah,
that's what we can do.
So you are the one that's sending the appraisal?
I mean, if we do a loan like this, we might not even need an appraisal.
Because there's an appraisal coming out Thursday.
No, that's probably Rocket Mortgage that's sending that appraiser out.
Oh, okay. How much the closing would be on this loan? Everything?
So usually it's somewhere around like $1,000.
Okay. Yeah, Daddy. So how much is the total will be then? 50, how much does that will be then?
So I don't have the exact numbers worked up for closing costs yet, but usually it's around $1,000 for these kinds of loans. And the monthly payment should be $395.
Okay. All right.
So again, I don't know if that's something that you're interested in, but I the next step would be for me to get you an actual offer so you can see everything in writing. So, but to do that, I need to know about your income, and I need to pull a credit report for us to be able to help you with that. So.
Will I get Social Security and retirement?
Okay. About how much do you get from each of those things?
Well, both of them is 5,000 change, I guess. 17 comes from the Social Security, and 378 from retirement. 3,000, right? I'm sorry.
Okay. Were you ever in the military?
No.
Okay. Any foreclosures, bankruptcies, liens, judgments, lawsuits, anything like that?
No.
I have to ask everybody. Sorry about that. Another thing that I have to ask everybody, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have anybody you list as a dependent on your tax returns? So usually that means children.
No, I have grown kids.
Okay. Well, I thought that was the answer too, but it's just standard things that I have to ask everybody. Okay. So would you want to apply with your spouse or... What do you think about that?
He's on the loan. I have to put him on it, right, or what? So he's on the mortgage.
Okay.
Can I apply
by
myself?
You can apply by yourself, but with $2,000 worth of income every month, I'm not sure that you're going to qualify, because how much is your current monthly mortgage payment?
$2,600 a month.
Okay, so that's more than what you're getting from Social Security and pension. So you're not going to qualify on your own for the loan.
Okay. So my husband will have to be in it.
Someone else will
have
to be in it.
My husband will have to be in it. Yeah.
You can't qualify for a loan if you're already mortgage payment tired.
Okay.
So, okay, go ahead. Please, thank you. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, what kind of income does he have?
We have social and retirement, too.
Okay. And how much is his Social Security?
Well, his Social Security is $1,400 a month, and his retirement is $1,200.
Going to be tight on income. You don't own any other properties besides this one, right?
Not this one.
Okay. And this is a single family home I'm looking at on, so I just want to make sure. Single family home, right?
Yeah. Okay. Right.
All right, what's, I have only your name on the file right now. You're Roselin, right? R-O-S-E-L-I-N.
Right.
Cool. What's your husband's name?
LaSalle. L-A-S-C-E-L-L-E-S.
I'm sorry, can you give me that one more time?
LaSalle.
Okay. Well, and do you guys have the same last name? Colthurst.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure on that one, too. All right. So the only other thing I need to do to be able to give you an actual offer where you can see everything in writing, I need your permission to pull credit reports. And to do that, I need your dates of birth.
But no understand this now. Like the guy that I was dealing with at Rocket Mortgage told me not to make nobody else pull my report.
Because he knows he doesn't have good enough numbers to win against anybody else. Yeah, obviously he's telling you not to have any other competition. It's like going to a car dealership and them saying, don't go look at any other car dealership. We definitely have the best deal.
Right.
Don't worry about it. You can leave us.
All right. So, my social, 083-56-1035.
And then what's your date of birth?
November 1st, 1951.
Okay. And then can I have the information for your husband, too?
074-506-6667.
Thank you for that one. And then his date of birth. Yep.
March 26, 1952.
Okay. So I have all the information I need to get you an offer. You need all the information about me so you know who I am and you have my license number and all that stuff. Is it okay if I text you my business card?
Not a car. You can send it, yeah.
Okay, cool. 1.6860-5794. Okay. And my business card. It has all my phone numbers, my fax number, my license number, all that stuff all in one place. So it's
okay.
So I just texted it to you. You should get it any second because you have an iPhone and I have an iPhone. So it should come through even when we're on the phone. Cool. And then if you... Yep. That's me. Yep. If you could text me back your email address, that's the easiest way for me to get email addresses over the phone. I mess them up like half the time when I take them over the phone. So if you could just text me your email address, then I won't mess that up. And it usually takes me about an hour to get the numbers out for this kind of loan.
Yeah.
So can I call you back in about an hour so we can go over everything in detail?
Sure.
Okay. Cool. So that's the next step. I will. I'm gonna pull soft pull credit reports to make sure that it doesn't hurt your credit score in any way at the beginning here, and then we'll talk about what the exact offer will look like. And then once we confirm that you're still interested in it, then I will send out the official paperwork right after that. All right.
All right. Great.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for giving me the opportunity here. I really appreciate it.
All right, I send you my email. Okay?
I got it. Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Talk to you soon.
Hey, maybe. The issue was. Gonna eat your breakfast first. You want to see it out?
Yeah.
Come on, son up. Son up.
What's that there? I'm gonna open it. I'm gonna open it.
You can't eat it, son. Go get your breakfast first. Go. You want to see it out?
Yeah.
So should I bring it up? Let me bring the cereal up first, all right? And yeah, you can.
I'll be right back. You have been kicked from this conference.